Hey everyone, this is Bryce tuning in again, and we are here for another bad news for the Chinese economy. So what's next for the Chinese economy? A bleak outlook according to a slew of new data as the trade war with the US wages on. Last month, it emerged that growth rate in the world's second largest economy had already fallen to its lowest in nearly 10 years. October figures suggest the country's financial situation continued to worsen, pointing to a further slowdown. Specifically, the pace of new bank lending, which is a key source of funding for future growth, has fallen sharply. First, a bit of background: the Chinese government had been asking banks to boost lending to the real economy, parts of the economy involved in creating actual goods and services rather than just the financial speculation. But newly granted loans actually halved in October to $97 billion from $198 billion in September, according to central bank data. Normally, October is a pretty weak month for Chinese economic data, but this drop was much bigger than expected. In addition, total social financing, a broad measure of various forms of credit to support economic growth, such as loans, bonds, and trust investments, also shrank last month to just one-third of the value of September. The October figure was the lowest monthly reading since January 2017, the first month for which comparable data is available. In addition, government revenue also dropped. National fiscal revenue from taxes, fees, etc., fell 3.1% in October from a year earlier, according to the Ministry of Finance. China had cut income tax earlier this year in an effort to boost spending. Growth in retail sales, which measures consumer spending, slowed to 8.6% in October compared to a year earlier. It was the slowest growth since May and well below expectations. But growth in industrial production, the output of factories, mines, and utilities, and fixed asset investment, infrastructure such as roads and bridges, new housing units, and commercial properties such as factories, stores, and warehouses, both accelerated modestly in October. Taken altogether, the data paints a picture of an economy that is slowing, but not in total collapse. The weak numbers are revealed as the Chinese leadership tweaks its policy priorities in response to the trade war with the US. Economics say that policies have not been effective. The effectiveness of China's monetary policy is waning and money has not flowed into the real economy, said Shen Jiangguang, chief economist at JD Finance. China should be wary of falling into a kind of liquidity trap, he added, referring to a situation where monetary policy easing becomes ineffective in generating economic activity. Once again, you can follow this article at inksonews.com. Thank you all for listening.